In the beginning, there was the creation of a small plastic case. In this case, there was an item called a DVD. When the DVD was placed inside the machine, the first movie was being watched. This allowed the Extra Features podcast to begin.
Well, hey, welcome back. It's another episode of your favorite movie review podcast, Extra Features. This is episode number... What's that?
Again? Another one? Wow.
It's another one. We're doing the worst... The worst lists of 2018. So I'm sure that there'll be a lot of controversial choices on our lists here. Or maybe not.
I just want to say, I think everybody, before they listen to this episode, needs to go listen to the first part of this episode, which is the episode preceding this, because somebody got a little hot under the collar. That's all I'm saying.
No. I'm not mad anymore. It's actually funny now.
I wasn't hot under the collar. Kevin wasn't hot under the collar.
I never get mad, so if you want to see me get mad, watch the episode.
It's great. Absolutely best episode in a while. Kevin, top 10 worst.
By the way, I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
I think I'm still the intern. Whoops.
Yes. And so you're Paddington too.
Oh, God.
All right. So in this episode, we're going through from 10 to 1. Our worst favorite, or like our least favorite movies from this year. So 10 would be the most, like of the 10 worst movies we had, the most agreeable, with number one being the absolute, yes, they would be the film where they should burn the negative. Yeah. All right. So, Bob, you want to kick us off with your number 10?
Certainly. Not only should they have burnt the negative, they should have never made it. Remade it, in other words. Changing the lead characters. Oh, I hated this movie.
Not as much as me.
Is it on your top 10 worst?
You'll find out.
You'll find out.
Anyway, there it is, number 10.
Anna Faris can't act. When are people going to learn this?
Oh, I thought you said Overlord.
No, Overlord.
I was so mad for a second there. Okay, Overboard, okay.
Overboard, yes.
Okay.
Overboard,
she can't
sorry.
Act. She's terrible. Stop putting her in films.
That wasn't the reason I hated it, though. It was because part of the reason, and then, because there's no interaction that I like between the two.
There's no chemistry.
There was no need to remake it.
And her friend that gives him a job, her husband, like, that was dumb.
Yeah.
I agree there was no need to remake it. The first Overboard's not that good, so.
Yeah.
More enjoyable than this.
Pretty good.
I agree. No Edward Herman, no interest.
All right, Daniel, number 10?
Okay, my number 10 is Truth or Dare.
I like Truth or Dare. No, I didn't. Okay.
Like if it was a comedy, it would have been one of the funniest movies this year. But
oh yeah.
As a horror movie, it fails terribly.
True.
And it's not terribly offensive, but I was like, okay, like I feel bad leaving it off my list. I guess.
Another lead actress that can't act, Lucy Hale.
Yeah, I can't remember. I can't think of any. Like, thing that she's been decent in. I mean, Pretty Little Liars, I guess, but that is.
She wasn't good in that either.
Yeah.
Just a well-written show.
Not a good movie. Yeah.
All right,
I don't have much to say about it.
My number 10 is The Meg.
Oh, ouch. Oh. A lot of people like this film.
I know. It's I just found the movie frustrating and awful. I mean, the acting is terrible. It's almost comedic how terrible it is. And there's some sequences where I literally laughed through the entire sequence. It was so bad. You know, where she walks in on him naked or changing or whatever it is. And, you know, just little stupid things. But the one thing I kept thinking is they're in a movie with sharks. And every opportunity they throw him in the water where there's a shark to swim around, and somehow this little guy with nothing, maybe a harpoon or whatever, he always ends up surviving attacks from this giant shark that could, like, swallow him whole. And somehow he's always managing to defeat it. It really annoyed me.
But he's Jason Statham. He can survive anything.
Exactly. It was like the Fast and the Furious shark movie.
Correct. My number 10. I'm sorry. You guys done? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Daniel.
My number 10 is a surprise of movie Bob.
Wait. Has Daniel said his number 10 yet?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, Truth or Dare.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
My number 10 is, I'm shocked how much I hated this movie. I saw the preview somewhere, I think I heard on TV or something. I'm like, okay, a volleyball movie. I like Helen Hunt normally, doesn't bug me.
Oh, no.
It looks like a nice family movie. It's going to have a little bit of heart in it. Nothing. Acting was terrible. Boring story. I'm sorry their friend died, but just nothing. They came back and won. Okay. I know that from the plot you told me at the beginning.
You
didn't
say the title, Miracle Season.
I'm sorry. The title is Miracle Season. Nothing happens in this film of any interest. I find everybody looks the same. They sound the same. They talk the same. Don't do anything of interest. Really an hour and a half of nonsense, I thought.
It's wholesome.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, but a G. It did nothing for me. Absolutely nothing. Miracle Season.
I haven't seen it.
I thought it was good.
Well, you did like Paddington 2, so.
Everyone did.
Yeah, I
except
know.
For you.
No, that one guy I found on Facebook.
For the record, I was more mad about you spoiling some shit for Roma.
Yeah, too bad. Should have watched it.
All right. Okay.
Next, number 9.
In It for the Paycheck, Den of Thieves.
Oh. Oh, I should have put this on my list. I forgot. I
wanted
to.
You just said
I didn't see it, so I can't.
Oh.
I was trying to like it so bad, and then it just went downhill.
You're right. I scratched that. Cancel Miracle Season, put on Genesis. I forgot about it.
No, you can't do that.
I know.
You're not allowed to do that.
Can't do it.
I did have it on my list, too. It's like number 12. It's right here. I'll show you.
No. Your rules. You can't change it.
Ah, crap.
All right. Anyway, go on. Hello?
Bob?
What?
Continue.
What?
Go on. Tell us why you hated it.
Well, the lead character has not, he was just in it for whatever, like, the paycheck, basically.
Gerard Butler is in this movie. Huh? I'm going to have a relationship with my wife that we're not going to really reference ever again.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just stopped liking it after the first 10 minutes.
Oh, that opening scene is terrible. Should be cut.
Yeah.
With his argue with his wife about his text messages. Like, no point to that scene. Has no bearing on the movie at all.
Hmm.
Number 9, Daniel.
You can't really differentiate that one from Triple 9. It's like the same movie.
It is.
That's like, I'm tempted just to put Den of Thieves on right now, but no, I won't. Because it was there, but then I took it off. But anyway, number 9 is Hellfest.
Which I have not seen yet. Hellfest. It's sitting in my pile to watch. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got one.
Yeah, I've not seen Hellfest.
It's basically like that scene at the beginning of Scream 2 when the woman, Jada Pinkett Smith, gets stabbed in front of everyone and everyone thinks it's a part of the show. It's that premise, but at a carnival, serial killers going around a traveling carnival and killing people, and everyone's like, "Ha, it's just part of the show, right?" And I mean, I hated it because I liked the premise a little bit because it's like, okay, if it's a haunted house movie in the comfort of watching it, if you don't like haunted houses, but it doesn't try to develop characters at all, and that's why it's bad.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't think any of you have seen it though.
I have not seen it.
No,
I will watch it though. I have it.
Okay,
it will be done.
Sounds good.
Probably in October.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was going to watch.
I have forgotten about it by October.
I'll speed it up. I'll watch it the next couple of weeks for you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, well, my number 9 is Venom, 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 Venom.
Venom. Oh, terrible.
Venom.
Terrible.
Venom.
Let's jump in the fish tank. What?
Why, hello, Eddie. Let's bite their heads off.
Eddie, did you get the tater tots?
Eddie, we could do anything we want. Eddie.
Eddie, is he a bad guy? Can I eat him?
Aside from the moving love story between a man and his symbiote, this movie was garbage. Complete garbage. Nothing positive to say about it, except that relationship between the symbiote and another Tom Hardy movie where he is just batshit crazy in doing his performance. He's in a whole other movie from everybody else.
Yeah.
And, like, his Eddie Brock is, like, the most over-the-top New Yorker in San Francisco that you'll encounter.
I'm Eddie Brock, and you're listening to the Brock Report.
So just be easy on him, Eddie. Yeah, okay. So what do you say about this, man? You know, you're killing people. Hey, this isn't what we signed on to talk about. Well, maybe you could tell me about the fact that your thing is corrupt and you're stealing from the rich and... no.
Terrible.
That's not...
Awful.
Riz Ahmed's film was so bad, too.
Oh, he was terrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible. Okay. A film, I gotta say, I saw in theaters. I was excited for it. I was looking forward to this movie. A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah, it was so
disappointing to me. I was pissed how completely boring this film was.
Yeah.
I could barely keep my eyes open in the theater watching this. And when the dad blinks away, I'm like, I'm done. That was the end of it. I'm like, this is a flaming pile of crap. What dad leaves his kid? Sorry, not happening in my world. Done.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
You know what? Fuck this shit. I'm going, oh, I can go home now. Bye. And Oprah's gone and this. I'm like, oh my God. This is like just bad casting. And sad editing. And everybody goes on, oh, Ava DuVernay is so good. No, she's not.
Yeah, no, overrated.
I'm sorry. Wrinkle in Time was that bad for me. Absolutely hated this film.
She directed Selma well, though.
Hated that, too. Again, more bad editing issues. She needs a good editor or whatever. She needs to find one. I do not like her editing at all.
Okay. Yeah, that would be just not a word that was mentioned for me. Bad movie.
Hmm. All right, Bob, you're up. Number 8.
Annihilation.
Oh, I know you hated this film. I liked it. I know you hated it.
I really liked it.
I would have liked it had it not like taken like an hour just to get to the edge of the whatever that thing was
but
that's moving.
That was the interesting part.
That was the interesting. The blink, the bling, the bling.
Yeah.
Shimmer.
The shimmer. I'm going, let's go a little faster, and it just took so long for me. And once they got inside, there were good parts, but it fell apart. I didn't hate it, but obviously as a number 8, but it wasn't. I thought I was gonna like it, but I didn't like it as much as I thought I would.
I get that. I'll totally give it to you. You didn't get it? I understand you're not getting this.
All right.
I heard people didn't get Paddington 2, so.
Okay. Number 8. All right. This one. Okay. I didn't realize how much I hated this one until you asked if I wanted a copy of it to see it, and I said no. It was like my knee-jerk reaction. So, The Old Man and the Gun.
Which I still have not watched.
The performances because are of good, you. Like, but it's bad enough that Robert Redford was like, oh, wait, I'm not going to retire because I'm not going to get a nomination for this. But, like, it's about a guy, like, who escaped prison 17 times. and they focus on him in old age. Bro, like, focus on one of his escapes. That's what made me mad about it. And it's like one of the most boring movies I've seen. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I don't know why. I just haven't got to it. You complained about it so bad. I'm like, I guess I'm not going to watch Old Man and the Gun for a little while.
Yeah, because, I don't know. You were just like, do you want it? I was like, no.
No, I'm not watching that. Oh, okay. I didn't realize
how much I didn't like it until like that knee-jerk reaction, like, no, do not make me watch that again.
Okay, I didn't.
Yeah. No.
My number 8 is the Commuter.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah, with Liam Neeson. Just dumb premise.
I'm Prim. No, I'm Prim. No, I'm Prim.
No, I'm literally Prim.
You are. I need some cash. I guess I better do it. I just got fired. And my
literally, I got to the end sequence, and I think it played, but I don't remember anything that happened.
You're missing nothing.
I remember a train skidding and rolling around, and then the next thing he's taking charge again, and I'm like, fuck, I don't care about any of this. This is stupid.
You're not missing
this
anything.
This movie, garbage.
I'll give it to you.
For Nonstop on a Train, it's a decent January movie, I thought, personally.
I disagree.
Yeah.
I can beat you guys. I think I got you guys all beat number 8. God's Not a Light in the Darkness.
Oh, God's Not Dead?
God's Not Dead, Light in the Darkness, yes. This is the third one in the series. And now I've given up. This was terrible. The whole problem is there's a church that's on the campus. And there's a religious fight breaking out that people don't think the church should be on the campus. And one of the kids gets upset and burns down the church. And the university doesn't want to rebuild the church. That's your film. Fascinating for an hour and a half. Going, you guys are kidding me, right? This is the whole movie.
After the first one, I've refused to watch the next two.
Oh, and don't worry. John Corbett's in it trying to act again, which just amazes me that somebody gives him money. Because he is beyond Steph. Oh, terrible actor. Absolutely terrible. Probably one of the worst of all time.
Oh, that guy.
Absolutely a tool.
Okay.
I'm just giving you that big premise there. You know, don't burn down churches. And everything, sure, God will pull us through this. I'm like, who is this film made for? Who?
I will never watch it.
Don't watch it. Please.
I will never.
Number 7.
I am going to make Simon very happy. A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, God. Somebody else hated this as much as me.
Well, I did too.
Yeah. Well, slow moving, and it's just like it made sense, and then stopped making sense after a certain point.
When did it make sense? It, like, the first 10 minutes made sense to me, and then it just sort of went to sleep. Yeah. Once they meet Oprah, I'm done.
And then who's the three fairy people?
Mindy Kaling.
Right.
Reese Witherspoon. Oprah.
Right.
Dumb.
And Oprah.
It reminded me of a Star Trek Next Generation episode. I am the god of whatever. And it was like describing Diana, the counselor. I'm going, oh my gosh. I don't need to see this again. So I had to put that there.
No issues with me. I hate this film.
Mm.
Kevin hasn't seen it.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
I just couldn't do it. It looked so terrible. Jesus, awful.
Yeah, she probably should have gotten a spot on my list, but I kind of did, like, recency bias. Bad movies I've seen. My number 7, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's an FX movie called Tao.
No, never heard of it.
Micah Monroe. She basically, it's basically if someone saw Ex Machina and is like, okay, LOL, let's do that badly. Micah Monroe is like held in, a house by Nicholas Holt for some reason. And she has to reason with the artificial intelligence running the house to let her go. And she teaches her, she teaches the AI how to be human. It's voiced by Gary Oldman. It's really, really bad, guys.
Is this a made-for-TV movie?
What?
Is this a made-for-TV movie?
It's Netflix. It's a Netflix production.
Oh, okay, sorry. No problem.
And yeah, and I've never seen a character death be, like, punctuated by a Wilhelm scream. That was, like a major character. So that was kind of weird. you know it's a bad movie when a main character dies with a Wilhelm scream.
That's awful.
I won't tell you which one, but yeah.
Doesn't matter. I'll never watch it.
It's a bad movie. Don't do it.
I heard of this somewhere, but I forgot. I forgot about it. Oh, well.
Yeah, I wish I forgot about it.
Yes, I could keep forgetting about it.
Yeah, just forget about it forever. Yeah.
All right. Well, my number 7 is Jurassic Park Fallen Kingdom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What a piece of garbage. Yes, it has dinosaurs. That's about it. There's nothing redeeming about this movie.
It has a clone in it, too.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Oh, God.
Let's not push the red button. Oh, wait a second. No, let's push the red button.
I like red buttons.
And then, you know what? We know what we'll do. Well, you know, the dinosaurs, they're only two of each kind. We'll pull, queue them up in a big area, and then we'll release them into the wild. So, you know, they're only two of each kind. So that's going to be the smallest running epidemic of dinosaurs ever. Because they'll die out within a couple of years. Because, you know, can't really reproduce with only two of each kind.
Correct.
So, I don't know, just the whole thing was stupid. It was like, oh, we just spent all this money to bring back Jurassic Park as Jurassic World, and yes, it went overrun. We're going to go back because someone is stealing the dinosaurs because it's Jurassic Park 2, Jurassic World, the remake. And every beat of Jurassic World, or whatever the second one is, just gets, it's incorporated. It's they're stealing dinosaurs, they're going to sell them to the highest bidder, dinosaurs are going to run loose in society, there's clones, there's a, you know, Hammond character who dies at the beginning. In this case, it's Hammond's unseen partner that we never knew about.
Nope.
Lost Kingdom, they're... But with clones.
Yeah. And just not entertaining at all. There's nothing, you know, none of these characters are likable. Even Chris Pratt has overworn himself out.
Yeah.
And then we have, like, Haunted House with a dinosaur running around at the as the big finale. I don't know. Garbage.
Fine.
I like that part, personally.
I think I liked a little more in Kevin, but that's fine. I get it. My number 7 was actually my number 10 pick for summer movie preview.
Mm-hmm.
Action Point with Johnny Knoxville. Totally.
Is that low?
Unfunny in any way. I was so pissed how much I hated this movie and I finished it. I was like, what a piece of crap. I only 7th because I thought it had no money involved behind it. It was pretty evident they didn't put any money into this film, so I don't think it could have been any better.
Uh-huh.
It's just absolutely disappointing how bad this was.
Yeah, I saw it in theaters and I couldn't escape.
Yeah, well,
what was it called? Action Point.
Action Point. Yeah. It came out in the summer.
Johnny Knoxville.
It was my number 10. It was on my Dark Horse. I think it was my number 10 or my Dark Horse. I was so pissed how bad this film was.
$19 million budget, so it could be. It had a bit of money into it.
Yeah, but it was just bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
All right. Next.
Number 6?
6, yeah.
Okay, I think I've talked to Simon about this one. I saw the previews for this one. I really wanted to like it. And then I watched it, and I'm going, oh, I'm sorry I did. The 1517 to Paris.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I was waiting for it. Okay, I was waiting for it. I'm good. I'm waiting. I'm not waiting anymore.
This film was terrible. The problem for me is I didn't think it was bad, just boring. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
I have no issues with you putting this on your list. Nothing happens in this film. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. I wanted to like it, but I just couldn't.
I mean, like, why do we care that about their middle school life? You know, that doesn't have a plot when it... Yeah. I'll wait till I go get some money to talk about it more. But yeah, it's bad.
I just hate Clint Eastwood directing movies normally, and I find them slow and boring, so I watched this, and it's just a normal...
Oh, okay. Now I know what this movie is. It's the one where they actually had the actors are the guys that actually did it.
Yeah.
And they asked them, like, 2 weeks before filming, like, hey, do you want to be in this? So that's back of production. But, like, the thing about it is, like, it's a two... What they did happens in 2 minutes, and it's a whole hour and a half movie.
Yeah.
They actually brought those actors to Toronto for the press on it, and I'm going, oh.
They're not actors, though. No. So did you get their autographs?
Obviously. No, I didn't. I said, who?
Yeah.
And other people did get them, but I did not.
I bet you Karen was there.
I don't think so.
Well, they might have been having a sale nearby on some undergarments. She might have been in
there. Oh, I knew that was coming.
Yeah. Well, I think she works in that area now.
She does. The PSP has a job.
All right, Daniel, number six.
You guys have not heard of this one. For some reason, I have a lot of obscure ones on my list. This is an Australian movie called Occupation.
Nope, haven't seen it.
Is that the aliens land and take over a town story?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Yeah. It's really bad, guys. It's really bad. It's completely standard, and the characters are boring. And, like, 45 minutes in, I was like, wait, it seems like they won. How is there an hour 10 left? And then they skip ahead 8 months. And there's a whole scene where there's, like, an alien fight going on, and then one of the characters is having a baby in the middle of the woods. And this dude is freaking out because she won't shut up because she's giving a baby. She's having a baby, and he tries to kill her when she's having the baby. And then she dies from childbirth. And it's just a lot going on in one scene, and that's what made me be like, okay, this is a bad fucking movie.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my number six is controversial.
Okay.
In that some people did enjoy this movie, and it's become a bit of a cult favorite, which I don't get, and that's Mandy.
Oh, I hate this film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought this was awful. I thought it was really... I mean, there were some interesting shots and lighting, but I thought it was boring, and the characters were disgusting. I didn't want to look at it. I just didn't enjoy this movie. I mean, I've seen Nicolas Cage freak out before, so to see him freak out again, like, I don't care. And I thought that, you know, the guy's, like, worshipped my penis, you know, for, like, 10 minutes while he plays, like, Beach Boys music that he recorded in the 1970s. Like, it just, like, was bizarre, and the fact that Mandy herself is killed so early on.
Yeah, that was weird.
You know, I thought they were I thought he was coming to rescue her.
So did I.
It's just, I'm going to kill her. And then, it was interesting. There were some interesting shots, and there was some interesting lighting, which I haven't seen anything like that before in a while. But I just didn't enjoy this movie. I thought it was pretty awful, actually.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
My number six is the reason why Den of Thieves is not my list. Hunter Killer, starring Gerard Butler. So what? Your other Gerard Butler film makes my list. Why? He's terrible. I absolutely hate Gerard Butler. I hate him talking. I hate him acting. I hate him mansplaining everything to me every movie.
I have a hard time finding a movie he started out okay. Right? He started at 300 is pretty good. And I didn't even mind that other movie, the rom-com he did with...
The Ugly Truth?
Yeah. But, boy, man, he's fallen on hard times.
Terrible. Every time I see him in a movie, I'm like, that's going to suck.
Yeah.
This film makes no sense. So dumb. Him sitting in a submarine, I'm like, what is this, the cheap man's Hunt for Red October?
Kind
of,
yeah.
It's just a terrible piece of crap. And Gerard Butler's in it, so I know it's a terrible piece of crap. And you know what? You could put Den of Thieves in here because I hate that just as much. But I can't have two Gerard Butlers on the film because he drives me nuts. I might have to stop watching his films, but just hope he goes direct to DVD.
I don't think that you'll ever do that.
Probably not.
You can't stop watching movies.
I can't.
No.
But, you know, you'll resent him.
Oh, I resent him a lot.
Like the credits are like, fucking Gerard Butler.
Well, I said that about Ava DuVernay now. I'm like, oh, Ava DuVernay.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. But I'm the same way. Like, I don't hate him, but, like, I just saw the trailer for it. I was like, do I really want to see that?
No, nobody really hates it as much as I do. Nobody hates it as much as me. No, I won't anymore. I'm going to have to start avoiding him. And I just mute him when he talks.
Just boycott
him. Sure, I'm not missing anything.
Oh. I'll watch it.
What about the one where he's in a sub?
That's the one. That's Hunter Killer.
That's the movie he just should have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Number five.
Okay, Simon is going to be surprised at this one because he loved this one, or so he told me at the time. Thoroughbreds. I thought it was.
Oh my God, you're dead.
Oh, no.
You're dead to me. Dead to me.
Hi.
Love this film. Great movie.
Hello.
I wanted to put it on my best.
It almost made my best list.
Yeah, me too. You're allowed not to like it, though.
You're allowed not to like it. It's fine. Doesn't mean I have to agree with you.
I like the characters. I just didn't like the interaction between the two, and it was too, and it, they were slow. So, sorry.
You're good, too.
Yeah,
the brilliance of that rowing scene. That was crazy.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. My number five is Slenderman.
Oh?
Slenderman?
Oh, Slenderman.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
That one. Okay.
The only parts that are scary is when this stair doesn't make any sense at all. Like, there's something coming up the stairs and a tree grabs someone through a window. yeah, it's all ominous setup with, like, no payoff. And it's kind of like, this is why you shouldn't bring a class on a field trip to a graveyard, because that's just fucking weird.
This movie looked like crap when it came out, and I hated it. And didn't I hate Joey King normally?
Yeah.
So when I see her starring another horror movie, I'm like, that's gonna be bad. So I mean, Slenderman was absolutely awful. It was had no scares, made no sense, and just literally dumb.
I don't think the filmmakers know what it's about. I couldn't
tell you what the movie was about because I didn't understand it was so bad. But I didn't expect anything of it.
Yeah, this year's The Snowman, I think.
Oh, yeah. The Snowman was so bad.
Oh, God.
The end of Michael Fassbender, I call it, because I don't even want to watch his films after watching Snowman.
I think that was just editing and not being able to film the whole script. Which is what fucked it.
I don't understand that. I still can't understand that movie.
Fair enough.
To not understand Snowman at all. What? What? Building a snowman? He's making a snowman and kills people? Okay.
Frozen, the horror movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Kevin?
Do you want to kill a snowman? Sorry. My number five is that modern classic Pacific Rim Uprising.
Oh, that's terrible.
Pacific Rim was such a great movie. Fun, you know, monsters versus robots. Guillermo del Toro, over the top, fun. And so now we have this lackluster sequel where one of the characters that kind of saves the day by linking mentally with a kaiju is now in love with it.
Yes.
And has kept a piece of its brain in his bedroom.
Yes.
And is now growing new kaiju. You know, They're protecting the world in case kaijus come back, the monsters. And meanwhile, one of their defenders is growing a new one in his bedroom.
Yeah, that's what I said, my bedroom.
Yeah, just utterly shite and laughable garbage.
Now I kind of want to.
No, it's just see it for the sake of seeing it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Finn there is not doing the greatest job on this one. John Boyega. He's normally a good actor. But it's like he's trying to be Idris Elba.
It's all script sometimes.
My number 5 has already been talked about. I've already complained about Anna Faris, and I'll continue to complain about it. Overboard. Absolutely so disappointed in this remake. They have no chemistry. It was dumb.
Agreed.
And I hate it. I'm done with Anna Faris. She's now on the Gerard Butler list. She made it. Which is a very hard list to make, the Gerard Butler list, but she's right behind him on that list.
Like two on that list now?
Well, there's another person coming up on the list. Dan knows who it is. But
oh, I know who it is. Okay.
100% on that list.
Yeah. Blonde, yeah.
Yeah, the blonde is on the list. Yeah, Overboard. Just hate this movie. I haven't liked Anna Faris in a long time, so.
Apparently you hated it more than I did.
Oh, I hated it. It's all right. It doesn't matter. You can interchange my list all you want, except for the number 1.
Yeah.
And the number 2.
Okay.
Number 4.
Another movie I saw at TIFF. Hold the Dark. From start to finish, I'm looking at it.
Never
I'm going,
saw it.
Why did I even? This is one of the movies I wanted to see. Like, I didn't really want to see it, but I had time at TIFF, and I saw this one, and I'm going, I'm sorry, I saw it.
Dan made me watch this.
I thought you didn't see it.
I did see it. With Jeffrey something in it.
Oh, right, we did talk about it, yeah.
Oh, God.
Jeffrey Wright.
I'm with you, Bob. Wright. This movie makes no sense at all.
No, it doesn't.
I was excited for it, yeah. I was confused, but it looks good, so that's why I didn't make my list. It's like a little road for me.
Yeah,
it doesn't make a lot of sense, though. No.
Well, there was other ones that I really wanted to see at TIFF, and then I picked this one. I'm going, oh, I have time. Let's go see a movie.
And apparently it's like incest, but you never get that sense at all. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought they were part of Wolf. I'm going, wait, where's this part? And it never came up. And
I don't know. If you could explain the ending to me, I'll give it to you. I didn't understand the ending.
Yeah, the director didn't explain it well. The Skarsgård and the other one are brother and sister. And yeah. It was about like eating.
That part, I thought, where did this. Actually, at the end, I'm like, what? Where did this come from?
Like killing your young to survive, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a weird movie.
Terrible movie.
Yeah. Okay. My number 4 is, I don't know if you've seen it either. Primal Rage.
Nope.
It's a Bigfoot movie. This one's called An Oma, and it's kind of one of those horror movies that have, this guy just got out of prison, and they're going back home, and then their car breaks down because Bigfoot throws a rock at them, and it's basically if Bigfoot was the Predator, or was from Mars or the Planet of the Apes. Like, he's super smart, and he's a hunter, and it has those characters that are, like, those backwoods characters that are, like, antagonizing for the sake of being assholes.
Yeah.
And I just can't stand that. Sorry that I've picked up obscure movies that we can't really talk about. But,
no,
yeah.
It's all good, man. You're your movies. You're more than welcome to pick your movies.
Sure.
My number 4 is The Nun.
Oh. Nun was terrible.
I've watched it.
about that. I wanted to see it.
I saw it. Awful.
I didn't mind Conjuring 2, so I was kind of curious about backstory of the demon Valak. And it was just garbage. It
made no sense. Another film that makes no sense at all. Huh?
No.
We're going here, and then we're going there. Oh, we got a piece. We got to go there. Uh-huh. Terrible. Absolutely waste of an hour and a half of my time.
Yeah, just garbage. The best, some pretty bad scares as well. Attempts to.
I'm sure this will surprise no one. My number four is Breaking In with Gabriel Union.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
What a piece of crap. This story's been done so many times. And it's just, I get to the point with these films, like, why? Who just puts money into this nonsense? I've seen this. Shows me nothing new. Seen this done a million times. It's like they find a movie that they normally would have a non-black actor in, so they put a black actor in it. Oh, look, we did a black movie. We gave a black actor a lead role, and that's all they did. I'm like, I've seen this. It's called Lifetime. Put it on Lifetime. Yeah. I'm fine with that. Should not be in the theaters. Piece of junk.
Yeah, the shame of hating so many movies is that I can't put Breaking In on my list because I've seen so many worse movies.
Oh, Breaking In was terrible. I gave her Union's done. She's another actress that's way overrated.
Yeah.
It's just it's time to go.
Bye-bye.
I like that.
You saw Breaking In?
No. Oh. I saw her in another movie.
Okay.
All right, number three.
Okay, some of you are going to be shocked at this one, but I'll explain why after I say it. Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
No.
No, yeah. I disagree with you already.
Here's the reason.
No.
Here's the reason.
Wrong.
What?
Wrong.
No. On TV, when it was on TV in two iterations, and Beast Boy and... Cyborg had a relationship in one version, and they had a stupid relationship in the other version. This is the version I got. I got the stupid relationships between all the characters. I didn't want that. I want the one where they sound normal. Like Robin sounds normal in the first variation of the movie. This of the series. In the second series, he sounds like an idiot. This is the version I've got. I don't want that version. I want the version that makes sense.
I have to 100% disagree with you. I love this film. I have so much fun watching it.
It's not on your top 10 list.
No, but I love this film. It's fun. The
release of them running over Michael Bolton as the bear is amazing.
I think you're married to your thoughts
of the show. I just can't enjoy this. I don't know.
I've never seen the show.
I've never seen the show. That's why I wanted something better.
Okay.
I wanted the better version of the show. I got the stupid version.
I can't give you this one. I loved it. Absolutely
loved
it.
Yeah, me too.
You
can all you want. It's my opinion.
No, okay, because I remember you talk about this on the show, and it did sound like you were like married to your thought of like what their characters were. So that makes sense. Yeah, okay.
Beast Boy and Cyborg sound like idiots.
Yeah. They sound funny. I don't know.
Funny, yes. I like the other version of the show where they sound at least normal.
I mean, the story's not that good, but it's really, really funny.
I think it's really, really funny.
It's a great movie.
The story does its job well enough, I guess.
You want the movie as a whole. That's what it is. The story, it just, like, I couldn't get past the characters being idiots.
Okay.
I mean, for me, you could dislike some part of the story. You don't have to love every part of it, I guess. But no, I see what you're saying. For sure.
Yeah. Some parts of the story were okay, but I couldn't get past the idiocy of the characters and the other parts of they're
okay.
I need a movie. Robin needs a movie. Batman has a movie. This guy has a movie. I want a movie.
I thought their idiocy was part of the charm.
So
coming soon.
No, it's
the Batman family movie you've always wanted. The utility belt movie. Yeah.
But what about Robin?
Alfred.
Alfred, he's cleaning up this town.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, okay. My number three is 1517 to Paris.
No Yay. Problem. Terrible film, but I hate movies with every time.
I saw 50 Shades Darker in theaters, and I was more bored at this than that
so
one.
So was I. Because I knew 50 Shades Darker would be bad when I saw it.
Yeah, and, but yeah, like, I don't care what you guys did in middle school, and, like, some movies just should, some true stories just shouldn't be made into a movie, because what you did is literally took 1.5 minutes, maybe not even a minute, and you're padding an hour and 29 minutes around a 1 minute event. And it's a non-event. They keep saying, oh, we got to get to Paris. Let's do it. I wonder what's going to happen. Wonder if it's going to change our lives. It's so bad.
It's terrible. I agree, buddy. No issues with me. I hate that film.
I wish I could get it higher, but I just couldn't. It's really, really bad.
Hmm. Well, my number three is The Spy Who Dumped Me.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
I think probably because I had high expectations for it from the trailer.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, well, this could be this year's Spy, which was a fun surprise. And usually I like this actress, Mila Kunis, and we've got an actress from Saturday Night Live who was in Ghostbusters. Kate McKinnon. She's usually pretty good. I just thought it was a complete piece of crap. Completely uninteresting, not very entertaining. They're not redeemable characters, and they just kind of blunder their way through scenarios. It's like a bad buddy cop movie, but one I expected more from.
The reason I wanted to see it because it was a buddy cop movie. Plus, I saw the trailer for it. And I'm like, I want to see that.
You don't need to.
Oh yeah, I still watch.
For some reason, like, them making fun of the guy of, like, how he poops was kind of funny to me. Like, pooping on the fucking toilet paper.
I thought Kate McKinnon was great in this film. Absolutely loved Kate McKinnon in this film.
I didn't like the story, but I thought the story was standard, but I thought it was funny.
I thought Kate McKinnon did a great job with very little to do.
I had a little bit of fatigue by her at the end. I was like, okay, I think that's enough with Kate McKinnon for now.
I like it. I'll take more Kate McKinnon, please.
I did enjoy it, though.
Let's keep going on me hammering on actresses that need to stop acting. Paula Patton in Traffic.
Oh, number three? Okay.
And number three. Oh, my God. Traffic. Come on. Another home invasion movie with bikers. But this time it's over a cell phone. And I'm like, again, predictable dialogue, predictable ending. Unbelievable nonsense again. I'm just getting to the point with these movies. I'm like, it's just your basic movie that should be on Lifetime, but because we have a lead star, we're paying her money, we'll put it out in theaters. Traffic fault. It's a human trafficking movie that there's not really much human trafficking going on. You can figure it out from the beginning what's going to happen. The woman's trying to escape. She takes her cell phone. The bikers track her down, and problems ensue. Basically, Home Alone with biker gang.
Is it as bad as when a boat breaks? Boat breaks.
Yes.
I'll watch it, but I don't want. No, I won't be happy about it.
You don't have to watch it. So yeah, just another bad film. Another bad home invasion film. I hate home invasion films. I guess is what I'm getting at.
I love home invasion movies.
Not this one.
Have you seen Your Next?
Yes, it's okay. I liked it.
That's the shit. That's the shit.
That was good.
Yeah.
Number two.
Another paycheck movie for some actors and actresses. Happy Time Murders.
Oh, yes. I just love this one.
Oh, God. There's one hysterical scene in Happy Time Murders. Oh, come on. Maya Rudolph does a great job in Happy Time Murders.
Okay, yeah, she does, well. Yes, but the rest of them are in Paycheck. You got to admit that.
Come on, the curtains mat the drapes, man.
Oh, the freaking basic inksting scene?
Yes, it was terrible.
Yeah, that
I thought puppet sex was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was funny. I don't know why I always laugh at when the guy's like, for 50 cents, I'll suck your dick.
I love when because at the end of the scene, Maya Rudolph goes in with Lysol and wipes to clean up.
Yeah, that gets on Joel McHale.
I was dying. I thought the puppet sex scene was so funny.
I just didn't laugh. I didn't laugh for the. I only laughed through a couple of things, and I didn't find the entire movie funny.
Oh, I think the film's terrible, but I did find parts.
But you're just agreeing. You're disagreeing with me on it. You said the film's terrible, but then you said it's funny.
I did find it funny a couple times, but it didn't make my top 10 list. I didn't think it was bad. I gave it a 4.
Apparently not.
Yeah. Maybe a 3. Since we've already discussed it on the podcast, I'll just say this: puppets being cops, isn't that the same story arc as Bright?
Yes.
Like arcs being cops?
Yes. Exactly the same storyline as Bright. With Bright, I didn't mind either.
Yeah, I didn't like Bright. I like this better than Bright. I don't know.
No, I like Bright better than this.
Yeah, I don't know yet.
Which one was Bright? Was that the Will Smith movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Joel Edgerton didn't see work. Yeah. I thought Bright was more of a mess than this one, personally. But they're in the same neighborhood for me. Anyway, my number 2 is Action Point.
I really
wanted to get this to my number 1, but I couldn't. But yeah, it's not funny. The conflict with his daughter could have been so easily solved with, hey, Dad, you said you were going to take me to a concert tonight. Can you stop working for a minute so we can go? If she would have said that simple sentence instead of sulking off, most of the conflict could have been resolved. And it's just, oh, hey, I'm a greedy landowner. I want your park. Fuck off. Well, yeah, it's bad. It's a bad movie.
My number 2 is I Feel Pretty, directed by Abby Cohn and starring Amy Schumer.
Oh,
I have no issues with your number 2, Kevin. Absolutely not.
I Feel Pretty really is a number 2 movie.
Oh, I agree.
In every way, shape, and form.
Yep, 100% agree, Kevin.
It is complete crap.
Garbage.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing redeeming about this
movie. Not one thing. One good joke.
On the head and thinks she's gorgeous.
Everybody's wasted in this film. It's in the film. Just junk.
Just, Amy Schumer's not funny, I generally find.
Thank you.
Her previous film had a few moments where it was kind of amusing.
Snatch?
This film. What was that movie called?
Snatch? I hated that.
Trainwreck.
Trainwreck.
I like Trainwreck, but there were parts of it I thought were kind of amusing. But this one had nothing going for it. It was just garbage.
Absolutely agree.
And Michelle Williams was completely wasted.
I agree.
Yeah, not Venom wasted, but pretty close.
This one's not on my bottom because I know what message they were going for.
I don't know what message they were going for.
It's pretty bad.
I didn't put it on a list for that reason.
My number 2 is Nobody's Fool.
Oh.
What a dumb, stupid movie that Bob made me watch. I do not like Tyler Perry. I've never found a Tyler Perry that I like. I'm done with Tiffany Haddish. She's not funny. I was hoping more for her. Every movie I see her in, my eyes roll back in my head. Except for Girls Trip, I did enjoy. I'm done. I'm absolutely done.
You don't like the Tyler Perry Madea movies?
Oh, my God, Bob. You made me watch Boo 2 and Boo and this piece of junk. I don't like his writing. I don't understand how these movies make any money at all or why people bother seeing them. Done with these movies, Bob. Stop making me watch them.
Your golden rules. You make it. They make it. You watch it. We review it. Your rules.
No. Well, Tyler Perry may be exception to the rule.
I'll find another Tyler Perry movie for you to watch. I'm sure I can find one.
Terrible.
Did you see Acrobony?
Nope.
Yeah, I watched Nobody's Fool, but I will not watch Acrobony.
I don't want to watch anymore. I'm done. Please, no more.
What's it called? Acrobony?
Yeah, it's on Netflix or what is it? I don't know. It's a Tyler Perry movie.
I'm not looking for it for you.
It's basically all his themes of like adultery and stuff. It looks like Obsessed, that Beyonce movie, but worse. What's your number one, Bob?
Number one, Early Man. My number one.
Oh, Early Man?
God, that's so bad.
Thank you. I don't like the stop motion animation of it. I don't like it at all. It made no sense to even watch it. I wasted my money.
Yeah.
But I did. I watched it.
Bob, you're fading in and out.
And it's been number one ever since I watched it.
Oh, terrible piece of crap. Bored the crap out of me.
Just gotta see this one. Yeah.
Dan?
I'm not big on stop motion. Yeah, so my number one is, it's a Netflix movie, which I assume they picked up because Dylan Minnette is in it. It's called Open House.
Nope, didn't see it.
It's basically, for some reason they, like, the dude's dad dies and they move out to, a relative's, house in the mountain, and mountains. They're putting on an open house, and then I think someone like stays in their house without their knowledge, and then by the end of it, it basically doesn't make sense. It doesn't tell you who was staying in their house, and then the ending is one of the worst I've seen. It's a boring, terrible, pointless movie.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Kevin? Seems like a trend, because my number one is also a Netflix movie. And a little backstory, it was about a year ago tomorrow, or tonight, I guess. So Super Bowl evening, that there was a sudden announcement.
Oh.
Netflix would be launching a film that tied in with a franchise that in itself was controversial. But, you know, they would be getting a brand new Cloverfield film right after the Super Bowl. And then this giant turd dropped on a Netflix called The Cloverfield Paradox.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Which, listen, the only character I liked was the English comedian or the Irish comedian.
Chris O'Dowd.
Yeah, I thought he was funny in it, with his hand being independent.
That was good.
Yeah. Wow, what a giant piece of steaming load that was dropped on the Netflix audience that night. There was a reason why the studio didn't want to release it. You know, basically, here we have the Cloverfield was giant monster aliens evolving, whatever, destroying, taking over the world. The second film, Cloverfield, 10 Cloverfield Lane. You didn't really get that it was part of the Cloverfield franchise until the end, when Mary Elizabeth Winstead or whatever comes out, and giant aliens are outside after she escapes from that bunker. And in this one, a ship goes into space. They somehow end up in an alternate universe, happening alternate versions of characters they know. The Russians have won and are winning. I don't know. All sorts of weird stuff. And then they manage to make themselves come back and find that the aliens have taken over the world.
Yeah.
The giant monster aliens. And, not quite the origin movie they made it out to be.
I liked it more than Kevin did.
Yeah, I liked it more than Kevin. I mean, any movie that has foosball honestly like moving around for no particular reason, that's too funny to be in my bottom 10.
Okay, well, Dan knows my number one movie already.
Do you want me to say it for you?
Go ahead.
I Feel Pretty.
I hated this movie. I gave this film a 0 out of 10. The only film all year I gave a 0. I thought it was pointless. I thought there was no funny jokes. I thought it was a complete waste of my time. At the end of the film, I hated Amy Schumer, who I used to like. I'm done. After Snatched, I said I'd never watch another one. I watched I Feel Pretty, and I'm like, this is the dumbest concept I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm sitting here going, this is dumb. The wet t-shirt wasn't funny. Her going, oh, I'm going to move up in the world. I'm like, this is so dumb. And it's not just the premise. Her acting is terrible. Literally bad. It's like watching a high school production of something. And the lead actress is terrible. You're like, how did you ever think you can act? Who told you? You can't quit. You're that bad.
Yeah, she's a 6'6 stand-up, I think.
Her stand-up stinks. Her last stand-up special was terrible. I think her 5 minutes of fame is over. It's time to go.
I'm a woman. I'm vulgar.
This is fine. I don't have an issue with that. I just don't find her funny, and I didn't find this film interesting.
Yeah. Wait, what did you give Action Point?
A 1.
Oh, okay.
Because I gave Nobody's Fool a 1. This is the only film I zeroed for the year.
Wow.
I hated it that much.
Okay, that's fair.
So
I didn't mind it, actually. This is the point they were trying to make. I got that.
Yeah, I don't care.
Like, you feel good about yourself no matter what you look like. I got that.
That's great. This should have gone to my lifetime. It would have done fine.
Yeah, I did too, but, like, the thing is, like, it's tedious, and just, like, by the end of it, it's like, oh, yeah, we understood from the first 15 minutes, so that's the point, you know?
Yeah.
So, I agree. But, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, guys, we're running long. Yeah. Be quiet. Until I like Paddington 2.
Oh, jeez.
Nothing.
We review it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Intern Sheila. Whatever.
Hey, thank you for listening. Could you please give us an iTunes review? And also, if you'd like to donate, please do so at our homepage.